KQED.
A record number of Latinos will head to Congress next year. 31 Latinos were elected nationwide in November, with more in California than any other state. KQED's Amy Isaacson reports analysts consider that a step toward more equal representation that's good not just for Latinos, but for everyone.
In 1976, Concords made their first commercial flights. Apple Computer Company was formed.
I'm here with an average American homemaker with her own Apple personal computer. Jill, do you use your Apple for household budgeting?
Actually, I'm working in gold futures.
And a Latino congressman from California, Edward Roybal, founded the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. There were just three members.
When he spoke to then-Speaker Tip O'Neill, the speaker jokingly asked him if they were all going to be meeting in a telephone booth.
Lucille Roybal Allard is Roybal's daughter. She was the first Mexican-American woman from California elected to the House, and two decades later, she's still a member. She says when her father served, there was a lot of ignorance about Latinos in Washington.
Quite frankly, most members of Congress didn't even know what a Hispanic or a Latino was. They only thought of them in terms of foreigners.
How times have changed. Concord jets are gone, and Apple is growing. As for phone booths, the 31 incoming Latino Congress members wouldn't fit.
My colleagues are much more attentive and interested in learning about Latinos and their particular needs because now they have, for the first time in many cases, constituents who are Latino.
1 in 10 voters in the presidential election was Latino. Come January, California will send 9 Latinos to the House of Representatives. That's the most ever in the history of the Golden State and of any state nationwide. Michael Minta, who teaches political science at the University of Missouri, says that's important because there's strength in numbers. But we shouldn't expect a rash of bills sponsored by Latinos.
It's more about participating in the debate and also helping shape the agenda and also keeping things that are detrimental to, say, the Latino community off the agenda.
Roybal Allard says lifting up Latinos lifts up everyone.
Latino or Asian or African American, European American needs to have the opportunity to realize the American dream. It cannot happen if policies only impact one or two groups, because then everybody else suffers and brings the country down.
Latinos' big hope next year is for immigration reform. Jobs, the economy, health care, and education are also atop the agenda. Alex Padilla is the president of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. He says Latino legislators have a broader range of priorities than ever.
In the past, Hispanic representatives have sort of been relegated to issues of bilingual education or immigration, and those are important, don't get me wrong. But we have the background of newly elected Hispanic representatives is increasingly diverse, increasingly sophisticated, and so will their service be in the United States Congress.
Tony Cardenas is one of the new congressmen. He's the first Latino ever elected to the U.S. House of Representatives from the San Fernando Valley, just north of Los Angeles. Cardenas's parents immigrated from Mexico. He studied at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and served in the State Assembly and on the Los Angeles City Council. Redistricting helped him win this year by grouping together the Valley's Latinos.
I'm very proud to say that through the fact that I look like about 70% of my district, for the first time we have young people saying, well, gosh, he looks like my uncle, or he looks like my dad or my brother. And, well, if he can do it, then I can do it.
Minta, the political science professor, agrees. He says the new crop of Latinos hasn't even taken office yet, but they're already inspiring the Latino community.
They can look at those legislators and say, hey, I can run for Congress and actually win, or I could be a U.S. senator, or I could be president.
Nevertheless, while some Latinos may feel a new calling, and the contingent in Congress has outgrown a telephone booth, the record number of Latino Congress members still lags behind their share of the population. Lisa Garcia Bedoya is a professor of political science at UC Berkeley.
For some perspective, for Latinos to be at parity to their population in the Congress, they would have 86 members. Right now, we've got 31 in both houses.
It takes 218 votes to pass a bill in the House. Bedoya says at this point, Latinos' biggest influence will be their power of persuasion. For the California Report, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.